From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. President Bush has taken steps that he hopes will drastically reduce the money available to the al-Qaeda terrorist organization headed by Osama bin Laden. The president has signed an executive order that freezes the U.S.-based assets of bin Laden and more than two dozen other groups and individuals believed to have ties to him. NPR's Don Gagne reports now from the White House.
While the administration plans its military response to the terrorist attacks, the president took to the Rose Garden today to announce advances on other fronts.
At 12:01 this morning, a major thrust of our war on terrorism began with the stroke of a pen. Today, we have launched a strike on the financial foundation of the global terror network.
The executive order giving the U.S. the power to freeze assets includes a list of 27 individuals and organizations. Four of them, including bin Laden, are already under federal indictment for the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. Also on the list is bin Laden's al-Qaeda organization. There are also three charitable organizations listed, which President Bush says are merely fronts used to funnel money to terrorists. Mr. Bush was joined at the announcement by Secretary of State Colin Powell. Powell said that without their flow of cash, terrorist groups will have a harder time keeping their organizations in place.
Terrorists require a financial infrastructure. They require safe havens. They require places that will give them succor and comfort. We're going after all of them in every way that we can.
The U.S. has tried freezing bin Laden's assets before, in 1998, with little effect. It was difficult to connect much final activity to him directly. In fact, the assets of many of those on the list released today have been targeted under earlier anti-terrorist orders. But officers of the Treasury Department said today's order has broader powers. First, it targets not just the Middle East, but any individual or group involved in global terrorism. It also allows wider targeting of those associated with terrorist groups. And most importantly, it addresses the issue of funds kept in banks outside the U.S., as most of their assets are. That's why the White House is demanding that foreign banks also comply with the order, casting a much wider net. Mr. Bush today offered this incentive for those foreign banks to comply. If they don't, he says, the U.S. will view them as part of the problem and may freeze their U.S. assets as well.
We have developed the international financial equivalent of law enforcement's most wanted list. And it puts the financial world on notice. If you do business with terrorists, if you support or sponsor them, you will not do business with the United States of America.
Also today at the White House, the Bush administration reacted to a pair of statements out of Afghanistan. One is said to be from Osama bin Laden. It was faxed to a television station in the region and urges Muslims, quote, to crush the new Christian-Jewish crusade on the land of Pakistan and Afghanistan. The other, from the Taliban leaders in Afghanistan, says the U.S. must withdraw its forces from the Persian Gulf if it wants to eliminate the threat of more terrorist attacks. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer reacted to both statements.
The words of attack that they have launched against freedom-loving people, Christians and Jews around the world, it's consistent with the statements that Osama bin Laden has made in the past, urging people to rise up and kill Christians and Jews.
The president today continued showcasing the coalition he's been building to support his anti-terrorism campaign. He hosted Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien for a working lunch at the White House, where tomorrow he'll receive the Prime Minister of Japan. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.